It's time. 31 Days, 31 Podcasts. 31 Days, 31 Podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman pottering.
Everyone. So I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to interrupt our normal Potoween programming with a commercial. We've got a new sponsor here at Helpful Snowman, Stamps.com. Now, Stamps.com can help you with all of your shipping needs. Like, say you have a letter to send, or, you know, I'm always running to the post office, and you got to wait in that long line because I'm always shipping out the things that I ship out to people that are stuff that people get from me in shipping. But it doesn't have to be that way. I would always be standing in that line thinking, if only there were a better way. I would be thinking, if only there were a way for me to give plague to everyone in this line so they would all get the fuck out of the way. But that's what Stamps.com says no. Don't get plague. Don't hunt down prairie dogs and find ones that have the plague and then give it to people. Even though you did find out recently that it's like 50% of people who are diagnosed with plague still die anyway. It would be a pretty effective way to clear out the post office. No. Stamps.com says no. Stamps.com can help you with any of your needs, including shipping cremated remains. They even have a helpful guide. Do you have cremated remains that you need to ship somewhere? Whether that be your beloved father, your hated father, your father that you were kind of medium on, your father who was pretty crappy early on, but then really came around later on and became a much better father to subsequent generations after you, which kind of pisses you off because you're like, where were you when I was a kid? Why are you, you know, grandpa is not like you think he is. But then he kind of is, because I guess that's who he is now. Whatever kind of father you have, and his cremains can be shipped and Stamps.com can help. You know, one thing you should know is that cremated remains can only be shipped through USPS. FedEx and UPS do not allow it. So you can use your powerful Stamps.com platform to ship the cremated remains through USPS. Now, you can prepare your package. You're going to have to ship it priority mail. And keep in mind that there are packaging requirements. The inner core has to be stable, shockproof, and sift-proof so it does not leak. And the USPS requires full return and delivery addresses to be included on the outside of the package, of course, for which we recommend using the Stamps.com shipping label feature to meet this guideline and also receive free tracking. Under our packages section, you can select one of the shipping label options, where you can easily print a trackable label on plain paper or on one of the self-adhesive labels, such as a 4¼-inch by 6¾-inch shipping label, SDC 1200. Also remember, declare the special contents when you print your shipping label. After selecting the Priority Mail Express mail class and entering all of the appropriate criteria, click on the Select button to add additional options. Click on the Special Contents and select Cremated Remains. And for peace of mind and to ensure respectful handling, Stamps.com also highly recommends using the additional marketing provided by Label 139, a postal label indicating cremated remains which can be ordered for free at the USPS website. Now, for international mail, you can only use Priority Mail Express International to ship cremated remains. You may be wondering, can Stamps.com help that? Of course. Of course they can. However, make sure that you're shipping in a funeral urn. And remember to double-check whether the country to which you're mailing allows this type of shipments. Some countries, such as Belgium, Ireland, Kyrgyzstan, Portugal, and United Kingdom do not allow entry of cremated remains. Some countries also do not support Priority Mail Express International. So Stamps.com recommends searching priority prior to mail by accessing the individual country listings on the U.S. Postal Service website. Also, remember to fully and clearly identify the contents on your customs form. Stamps.com makes the process easy and efficient by combining postage and the customs declaration forms into the same documentation / international shipping label. In the customs information window under types of contents, select Other and type in a detailed description under More Info. In the itemized package content deals, please also enter a detailed description to remain compliant with the USPS guidelines. Also, since you're using Priority Mail Express, you can schedule a free pickup to avoid going to the post office. Learn how to schedule a pickup on the Stamps.com website. You don't even have to stand in line, finally, with all the cremains that you're always sending around all the time. So this is great news. And I did confirm you can print off this cremated remains label from the U.S. Postal Service, which you might be wondering what that looks like. Like maybe it says, you know, code 1394 or something like that. Or, you know, it's label 139. So it may say like package contents 139. It's a big gray label that says in all capital letters, cremated remains on the outside, which you can just order and get. So I guess if you're interested in that, if you want some cremated remains labels, just order them. They come in a two-pack. You can choose a quantity as well. And then you've got those good to go. So Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/helpfulsnowmansuperdisrespectful and punch in the code LOL, my dad is dead, LOL, /helpfulsnowman. And you'll get 20% off your first shipment of cremated remains at Stamps.com. Remember, Stamps.com/disrespectful helpful snowman, whatever that thing was I said. Your first and last answer for all of your final solution shipping needs. Ha ha ha!